Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against Harris County a month after county commissioners voted to renew funding for an immigrant legal defense program. Paxton's lawsuit targets county staffers and the county's five elected commissioners, including Tom Ramsey, who cast the lone dissenting vote on the funding allocation in October. He raised questions to staff members about the legality of the county's immigrant legal services fund during that meeting.
We can legally do this. This is several different nonprofits are involved in these services.
The program provides funding for legal representation to immigrants in the Houston area who are in detention or facing the threat of deportation. Paxton's lawsuit claims that the decision to fund deportation defense services was motivated by policy opposition to federal immigration raids. Christian Menefee, the acting county attorney, called the lawsuit a cheap political stunt. A former FAA director has a few points to offer to travelers planning to leave out of one of Houston's two airports. The government shutdown is continuing to cause delays and cancellations. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Negotiating airports is going to get sticky as the shutdown causes more cancellations. Speaking with NPR, former FAA Director Randy Babbitt offered his advice to travelers.
I think just patience and take as much caution as you can to keep in the information loop as to the status of your flights.
Babbitt says stay in contact with the airlines and watch for emails, texts, or even phone calls from them if a change to your flight takes place. Meanwhile, the FAA is implementing daily service reductions beginning today, 6, 8, and 10%. By Friday. Matt?
All right, Tom. A new Tesla facility that's projected to bring 1,500 jobs to the Houston area has started hiring. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, Waller County leaders hope the facility will spur further economic development.
The Tesla battery factory will be located in Brookshire, about 40 miles outside of Houston. Waller County entered a tax abatement agreement with the company earlier this year. The Tesla factory is expected to have at least $75 million in taxable inventory by early next year. Waller County Judge Trey Duhon says the facility will boost the rapidly growing area's economy.
It's going to have a significant impact. I mean, we're talking, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars throughout your economy and the community.
As of Tuesday, Tesla had more than 50 job listings for its Berkshire facility. The factory will produce batteries used to store renewable energy. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight to battle the Washington Wizards. Houston has 6 wins and 3 losses on the year. Washington has just 1 win. 59 degrees, that's it right now here on the UH campus, but we're set up to hit a high of 80 later this afternoon. For more news, you can head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.